由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。
I hope you have been listening to this series of messages.
希望你能够一直去坚持收听我们天路导向这一系列的信息。
We have been talking about the 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
我们一直讲的是圣经新约哥林多后书里头所讲的叫做积极生活的十五个秘诀。
Let's review the first 8 secrets together.
那我们现在来到第九集了，那我们希望可以先和你重温一下之前八个秘诀。
Number one.
第一个。
The practice of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings in our lives.
要实践上帝赐给我们的生命的福气的输入和输出的方程式。
Number two.
第二个秘诀。
Claiming the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us.
我们要领取耶稣基督为我们牺牲所付出的昂贵订金。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢。
Enjoying giving and receiving forgiveness.
我们要享受去饶恕和被人饶恕的福气。
Fourthly, overcoming timidity.
第四样嘢，我们就是要懂得怎样去克服恐惧。
Fifth,
第五个秘诀。
Revel in the real fountain of youth.
我们要懂得怎样去尽情享用青春之泉。
Number six.
第六。
Seek true health, wealth, and prosperity.
我们要追求真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
Number seven.
第七个秘诀。
Mastering the art of peacemaking by reconciling others to God.
原来要去成为一个缔造和平者的最高造诣，就是劝人和上帝和好。
And number eight,
第八个秘诀
is the use of the power of example by modeling Christ.
就是藉着去效法耶稣基督，去达到以身作则的力量。
Today I want to speak to you about the ninth secret of positive living.
今日我会想同你分享第九个积极生活嘅秘诀。
Perhaps each one of you would agree with me that there is no greater pain than the pain of broken relationships。
可能你哋每一个都会同意呢，人生最大嘅痛苦就系人际关系嘅破裂。
When we suffer physical pain, we can take a pill or injection to help us ease the pain.
例如说当我们身体不舒服啊痛的时候呢，我们可以食定啲止痛丸啊，打啲止痛针啊，来减轻下痛苦。
But there is no pill or injection that can erase the pain of broken trust.
但是有啲乜嘢嘅药啊，乜嘢嘅针可以解决一个失去咗信任而造成嘅痛苦呢？
Whether this pain comes from children rebelling against their parents,
无论这个的痛苦是来自那些子女对父母的反叛，
or from shattered marriages,
婚姻的破碎，
or however this pain comes,
或者什么的痛苦都好了，
the question is how to deal with these painful experiences.
个问题就是我们应该怎样去面对和处理这些痛苦呢？
Either you can recognize the pain as a result of sin and wrongdoing, identify the sin, and seek repentance and reconciliation.
你可以找到导致痛苦的原因，是犯罪，是做错事，于是你就去认罪悔改，去寻求和好。
Or you can just allow the pain to keep corroding your soul for a long time.
或者如果你不愿意去面对的话，你就可以让痛苦继续不断地磨蚀你的心灵。
Both ways of dealing with pain are painful.
其实这两种的处理方式都是痛苦的。
But the second way prolongs the pain for your whole life.
但是第二种方式只会延长你的痛苦，让到你一生人都是遭受煎熬。
The first way is a temporary pain that provides deliverance.
第一种方式就会使你是短暂受苦，却是带来释放。
But if you ignore the pain, it will turn into chronic condition.
但是如果你逃避不去处理的话，你的痛苦将会转变成为心灵的患疾。
Most often what shatters relationships are small misunderstandings or thoughtless actions.
通常呢，关系的破裂都是起因于一些很小的误会啊，或者无心之失的啫。
But unresolved conflict has devastating results and leads to intolerable sadness.
但是如果不去解决那些矛盾，就会造成很严重的后果，并且导致难以忍受的哀伤。
The only way we can restore joy, peace, and God's blessing is to resolve the broken relationship the biblical way.
所以如果我们要恢复上帝所赐的福气、平安和喜乐，唯一的方法就是按照圣经的原则，重修你们破裂的关系。
If you are avoiding healing a conflict in a godly way,
如果你和我不肯用上帝的方法来化解冲突的话，
Your conflict will only deepen.
我们的裂痕只会更加深。
It will open a wide door for Satan to build a stronghold in your life.
而且你就是对魔鬼撒旦打开你的门，等到他进入你的生命，到霸占你的生命。
But today I will tell you how to break that kind of stronghold in your life.
但是今天我要告诉你，我们可以怎样粉碎魔鬼在我们的生命里头的霸权。
In this series of messages, we have been discovering the Apostle Paul's 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
在这一系列的信息里面，我们要一起来发掘哥林多后书里头使徒保罗的15个积极生活的秘诀。
And today we will learn about secret number 9.
今天我们就要去学习第九个秘诀。
Which is making sorrow the back door to happiness.
亦都是怎样去转忧为喜啊。
If you have your Bible, please turn to the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 7.
如果你有圣经的话，就请你现在去打开新约的哥林多后书的第七章。
In this scripture, we see that which broke the heart of the Apostle Paul more than anything else.
在这段的圣经经文里面，我们就见到有什么事是让到使徒保罗最伤心的。
It was his friends believing the lies that were said about him.
原来就是他的朋友竟然信了其他人所散布有关保罗的谣言。
That devastated him.
这样做令到保罗的心好伤。
And when his friends believed these lies, they turned against him.
他的朋友不单止信了这些谣言，甚至反过来去攻击保罗。
And even those who did not turn on him, did not bother to defend him.
即使没有去攻击他的朋友的，他都不去为到保罗辩护。
My listening friend, you must understand that Paul was not just being sensitive.
亲爱的听众朋友，你要明白，保罗不是过度敏感的人。
Paul was not easily hurt.
保罗又不是那些情感脆弱的人。
Remember, all of these people in Corinth owed their salvation to the preaching of the Apostle Paul.
而且你要记住，整个哥林多的信徒，其实如果讲得差啲，佢哋都系欠咗保罗嘅恩情嘅，因为佢哋系听咗保罗嘅讲道先至信主得救嘅。
They were his spiritual children。
而呢啲哥林多人，其实可以讲话就系保罗属灵嘅仔女。
And yet they chose to believe a lie about him。
但是为什么这些属灵的子女竟然愿意相信一个对保罗的诬告呢？
The Apostle Paul was so deeply wounded that he wrote them a very hard and confrontational letter.
所以使徒保罗其实很不开心，很受伤害，于是他就写了一封很严厉的信和他们对质。
The writing of this confrontational letter itself was very painful for Paul.
其实写这样的信，写一封这么有质问性的信，对保罗来讲都很痛苦的。
But on a spiritual level, Paul had to do it.
但是从属灵的角度来讲，保罗是要做的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, Paul said,
在哥林多后书第二章第四节，保罗这样讲。
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears.
我一直心里头都好难过，并且已经流了好多次眼泪。我用这样的心情是写信给你们的。
And Paul sent this letter with a trusted co-worker by the name of Titus.
而保罗将这封信之后就交了给一位他所信任的同工，就是提多，将封信带到去哥林多教会。
Then Paul went to Macedonia and anxiously awaited the response to that letter.
跟着保罗就去了马其顿，就在那里很心急地等待回音。
My listening friend, have you ever been there?
各位听众朋友，不知道你有没有过这样类似的经历呢？
Have you ever dealt in a godly way with someone and waited anxiously for the result?
你有没有试过用上帝教导的方式来处理人际的关系，跟着之后就很心急地等待结果呢？
Paul knew that the Corinthians could have responded in one of the two ways that I talked about earlier.
保罗知道哥林多人只有两种回应的方式，就是我正在讲的两种方式。
They could have become hardened in their response and live with the chronic pain of non-repentance.
一系就系硬住心，一意孤行，唔肯去认罪，于是最尾活喺长期嘅痛苦里面。
Or they could come under conviction and apologize to the great apostle.
或者承认错误，跟住并向呢位伟大嘅使徒道歉。
While waiting for their response, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5,
保罗喺度等待回音嘅时候，就喺哥林多后书七章五节嗰度，佢就话啦。
This body of ours had no rest, but we were harassed on every turn.
我自己的身体都不得到休息，而且我每一次都遭受各式各类的侮辱和患难。
Conflicts on the outside, fear within.
外面有争战，里面有惧怕。
What made Paul depressed and afraid?
究竟是什么让保罗这么沮丧，这么害怕呢？
It was this.
原来就是
that they would choose not to heal the broken relationship.
保罗可能会被哥林多教会的人拒绝修复这段破裂的关系。
My beloved friend, listen to me.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你听我讲。
Choosing not to heal a broken relationship can only prolong the pain.
如果你拒绝修复那些破裂的关系的话，只会延长你的痛苦。
Someone listening today may say,
有些人今天听着节目的人可能会这样
说， You just don't understand my problems.
牧师，你不明白我面对的问题的啦。
Actually, there's nothing that you are facing today that has not been faced by countless people throughout history and around the world.
其实今日你所面对的困难，一定不会超过有史以来全世界无数的人所面对过的困难。
So, my listening friend, do not think that you are the only one with problems.
所以，亲爱的听众朋友，你不要以为自己是唯一一个会面对问题的人。
Don't try to run away from broken relationships.
请你不要逃避这一段破裂了的关系。
Chances are,You will repeat the same pattern in other relationships.
因为有一种结局的可能性，就是你在其他的人际关系上面会重蹈覆辙。
Deal with the relationship that you're in.
记得你要好好处理你现在面对的关系。
Resolve the conflict that you're in.
你可能要去让到你目前的情况或者你目前的矛盾去得着解决。
Let your pain and sorrow be your back door to joy and happiness.
如果你而家有忧伤同埋痛苦嘅话，你要让佢哋成为你重返欢喜快乐嘅一道门啊。
Because that is the secret for positive living.
因为呢个就系积极生活嘅秘诀啊。
If you think that just moving on will make you happy and joyful, it is not. It is a temporary band-aid.
假如你认为总之得过且过，每一日咁样去生活就会让到你好快乐、好欢欣嘅话，你错晒。呢个只不过系一个临时嘅绷带啫。
If the other party refuses to deal with the issue, you cannot force them.
如果对方唔愿意去解决嘅，你唔可以勉强佢嘅。
But clear things up between you and God.
咁但係你可以澄清你同上帝之间嘅问题㗎嘛。
You may be asking, how do I do this?
你可能会想问，哎呀，咁样可以点样做啊？
By confession, forgiveness and reconciliation.
就係认错、饶恕同埋同上帝和好。
And that's exactly what the Corinthians chose to do.
呢个正正就係哥林多人佢哋嘅抉择啊。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 8 to 10,
哥林多后书七章八到十节嗰度，保罗咁样讲。
Let me give it to you in my own words.
让我用一啲白话简单啲嘅文字同你讲啊。
Though I caused you sorrow with the letter I wrote you,
虽然我写封信搞到你哋好难过
，I don't regret the writing of the letter.
但系我一啲都冇后悔写信俾你哋。
I now rejoice, not because I hurt you, but because in hurting you through my letter, you chose to repent instead of hardening of your hearts.
现在我很开心，不是因为我伤害了你，而是因为我藉着我封信伤害了你们之后，你们愿意去悔改，而不是心硬。
Do you know, my listening friend, what that's like?
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你知不知道是为什么？
It is like a sensitive surgeon who looks at his patients and says, I hated to make this long incision. I hated to cause you pain, but I am glad I did because had I not done so, you could have died.
就好像一个好好心的外科医生对他的病人说，唉，我真是不喜欢在你身上开刀啊。咁样搞到你咁痛苦，但係我真係又好开心开咗一刀啊，因为如果我唔帮你开刀嘅话，你就会死
㗎。And so, my listening friends, often the only healing you will receive will be after the pain of confronting sin.
所以亲爱嘅朋友，虽然好痛苦，但係通常只有你对付咗你嘅罪之后，你嘅心灵先至得着医治啊。
Often the joy that you are missing in your life will be restored after you go through the sorrow of confessing and repenting.
我哋人生当中缺乏嘅喜乐，往往只有通过认罪悔改嘅伤痛之后，先至能够揾翻嚟。
If the Corinthians had chosen to stay in a broken relationship with the Apostle Paul,
如果哥林多嘅信徒坚持唔肯同保罗修复关系嘅话呢？
They would have forfeited many blessings that God wanted them to have.
他们就是放弃了上帝赐福给他们的机会。
Paul was concerned not only for his own peace and joy, but also for the possibility that they would miss out on God's blessings.
保罗不是单单关注自己的平安和喜乐，而是保罗更加关心他们会不会失去上帝的赐福。
Look at the second half of verse 9.
让我们一起来看看哥林多后书七章第九节的下半节了。
So that you may not suffer loss in anything through us.
这样你们就不会因为我们的行动而承受任何的损失了。
True and genuine sorrow that leads to repentance produces the blessings of God.
真诚的忧伤痛悔其实一定会产生上帝所赐的福气的。
My listening friend, let me ask you this as I close.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，如在我要做一个的结束的之前，我想问你一条问题。
Did you know that there are two kinds of sorrows?
你知不知道是有两种的忧伤啊？
Paul talks about these two types of sorrows here.
保罗在这里就讲到两种的忧伤。
Worldly sorrow is mere regret or remorse, and only temporarily relieve stress.
世俗的忧愁是一种懊恼和后悔的忧愁，只能够暂时减缓他们的压力。
Worldly sorrow has no healing power.
世上的忧愁是没有医治的能力的。
But godly sorrow leads to true repentance and will produce joy unspeakable.
但是如果你是靠着上帝的意思去忧愁的话，则会为你带来真诚的悔悟，并且可以产生无法言喻的喜乐。
In the New Testament, we learn that because of the cross of Calvary, a fractured relationship can be restored.
从新约圣经里头，我们明白了因为各各他的十字架，破裂的关系就得以复合了。
But only if there is what Paul calls godly sorrow,and not worldly sorrow would take place.
但是只有是保罗所讲是依据上帝的意思去忧愁而不是世俗的忧愁之后才会实现。
Listen again to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10.
请你听埋哥林多后书七章第十节。
Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow on the other hand, mere emotional,Regret brings death.
因为如果你依住上帝的意思去忧愁的话，就会生出冇后悔的懊悔，以至于得救。但是这个世界的忧愁是叫人死的。
There may be someone listening today that has a fractured relationship with God.
在今天听紧节目的听众朋友里面，可能有些人，你是同上帝的关系是破裂的。
As long as you refuse to see yourself as a person who needs to turn away from sin and receive God's forgiveness, you are prolonging your pain.
如果你不愿意承认自己是需要脱离罪恶，接受上帝的赦免的话，你最后只会是处身在长远的痛苦里面。
Today you can say, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
今天其实你可以说，主耶稣，饶恕我。
Come into my life.
进入我的生命啊。
And God said when you do that, he will respond to you.
上帝说当你这样去祈祷的时候，他就会回应你。
Or maybe you already know the Lord Jesus and have received his forgiveness, but you have fractured relationships.
又或者你已经认识耶稣基督，并且接受了他的赦免，但是你今天仍然身处在一个有裂痕的关系里面。
You need to say, Lord Jesus Christ, examine my life.
你需要说主耶稣基督求你监察我的生命。
Show me my error and help me repent and reconcile my broken relationships.
指出我的错误，帮助我悔改，并且重修我破裂的关系。
Then rejoice in the joy of positive living.
然后你就可以因为积极生活的喜乐而欢呼。我们是时常都是靠着主，我们能够脱离忧愁，因为人和人的关系，人和上帝的关系，因为我们的罪而让到我们是分开。只有我们靠着耶稣基督，我们才能够和上帝复和。送上一首歌给你，这首歌呢就是要让到我们知道我们怎样去回到上帝身边，因为上帝才是赦免我们去救我们的那一位。
赦免的恩当脱离罪污垢，神
呢首歌就是何能如此，是由 Charles Wesley 查理斯卫斯理所写的。咁喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，下次节目我哋喺天路导向里头再同大家相会，拜拜。